came to this land of refuge at 11:15, October 12th, 11:15 at night. There were seven ladies here doing the work. They were ladies that had had experience with me and been trained. Most of them had witnessed the heavenly sessions. They know of the all-consuming fire. They were unclothed. I had them put on their white robes. This is dated October 13th. While I was still here, it went past midnight. There were eight ladies present, a quorum of seven, when I brought Naomi here with me. And the Lord came here. And while we were in circle prayer, they felt His presence. And the Lord had me voice this revelation, which we recorded during the circle prayer. And these ladies felt the all-consuming fire while these words were given. In this revelation is a greater training about being a heavenly wife. That is why I've told you, I don't just need earthly wives. I can only use heavenly wives. Have the heavenly fire. You have to be so pure with exalted thoughts, the love of the Father perfected increasingly, living above temptation, even be able to touch the fullness of the love self, and you can't be part of it. You can only comprehend the celestial one, the celestial spirit. Taking you through the training here, without you feeling the presence of God, but you must earn it. I hope you have the Spirit of God witness to you at this time. And mind the exercise, the truth of these words as I read them. Talking to these ladies, and then to all my ladies. Know that I, the Lord thy God, am pleased with you, my daughters, at this time. That I am near, and behold all your doings. And as you have been obedient unto me, and through my servant thy husband, my smile shall continue to shine upon you, and you will be strengthened of me, and be filled with my Spirit, to the overcoming of all your sins and weaknesses, and your fallen nature. Draw near unto me through thy husband, my servant, and seek to live filled with the Holy Ghost, is what you must be. Be with me and be a heavenly wife. Seek to live filled with the Holy Ghost from this time forth, and you shall witness the powers of heaven descending upon my people, and you shall be lifted up in your feelings and thoughts and desires, and feel my presence and that of the holy angels. Look not back, but continue in the heavenly gifts, and know that I shall be with you through my servant. Verily thus saith the Lord unto you, my servant Warren, I, the Lord thy God, am well pleased with these, my daughters, who are present with you at this time. And I send upon them my Holy Spirit as a heavenly power, to burn within them as a witness to their minds and hearts, that they stand approved before God at this time for their sacrifice and obedience. And as they continue faithful, they shall receive the ordinances of mine house and witness greater testimonies of the heavenly gifts from this time forth. And this, as they continue humble, submissive, pure, and loyal unto me and to thee, my servant. And you, my daughters, feel the heavenly gift, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he loveth you, And behold, I am with you, my servant, and those who will become one in me through priesthood that I have appointed. And let there be no doubts or fears dwell within you from this time forth. And know, my daughters, that I am with my servant and will be with thee, each one, as you seek diligently unto me to be a helpmate, comfort, and strength unto my servant on earth. And how happy you will be as you dwell in the increase of my heavenly gifts. Be of good cheer and exert a faith equal to knowledge to accomplish the work I will yet have performed. And this is the word of the Lord thy God in your behalf. Prepare for the greater gifts through living in the increase of my Holy Spirit. Even so, amen.